Okay, our speaker is CJ today, and she's going to share her experience for 20 minutes. Go ahead, it's all yours, CJ.
Sandy, you rock. Thanks so much. Well, everybody, hi. I am CJ. I am an alcoholic. I'm a food addict. I'm a chaos creator. Oh, am I a chaos creator? And I have recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body, thanks to the love of this great God that brought me to you guys and that continues to bring me to you guys on days like today, you know, where it's like, okay, just show up and see what happens. I'll do that. And not to say that there isn't fear, okay, which is kind of why that's what I think God's kind of leading me to talk about today a little bit, with some of my previous experience over here in the last really it's been a few months. I think also too, I'm like helping out with the workshop. I'm in the workshop. I'm working the workshop. It's just been a whirlwind of goodness over the last months, you know. I also too, as I'm sitting here, really want to reach out to Judith and say thank you for her workshop we did, and everybody who's here, you know. I love you all. So many of you, I just want to like, I wish I could just hug you because it's just, it is a privilege and an honor to see all of you and to be here. So what's going on? The real life deal. I am just returning fairly recently here from a trip out west to see my daughter. I haven't seen really, gosh, I hate to say, it's been like for me over 2 years. Yeah, it was a long time. A lot of moving going on in my life with, I mean, literally like from state to state, and we just didn't get out there. So, I don't know what's going on, you guys. I think I'm getting old, but the jet lag ripped 3 hours. It's three time zones. It's not really that big of a deal, but I couldn't believe it. I couldn't sleep. I was, you know, all the symptoms. Okay. So, that's wearing on me. So I've got the hungry, angry, lonely, tired thing. My abstinence felt, and for this is my physical abstinence around the food, just felt so hard. It just felt, everything felt hard. Okay. I'm expecting, and here it goes, you know, I'm in fear because my expectations are not being met, right? My expectations that I haven't seen this girl in a long time. I got to be on for these grandkids. Everybody's, you know, I got, oh, the disease was was running me, and the tired wasn't helping. So everything was hard. We left there, and my husband had a conference, so we went up to the Phoenix area, and he was there for 3 days. And my abstinence and my whole life just felt really hard. And that too, not there was no joy, there was no nothing. And I'm in meetings when I could be, when he was in his conference and I'm not with the family, whatever, and I'm praying and I'm trying to just surrender. And I come away from it going, what's happened? What's that? You know, because I have the D, demands, expectations, entitlements, right? And they follow me. And what you guys have taught me here in BBA is, CJ, that's your fear, right? That's the fear which flips me into that self-reliance. And then all these things aren't working out the way I think they should. And who's suffering? You know, who's suffering? I'm suffering. Am I making life miserable for my family? I will be honest with you. That was a saving grace. There was a gift I got to look back over. And even in the inventory, you know, the nightly inventories I would do, and I kept my mouth shut. I didn't run around going, oh, you know, the whining was less, but my interior was a disaster. It was absolutely painful. All of it, right? It was not what I was hoping for. However, daughter said, thank you, Mom. Really enjoyed it. You know, it was one of those things like we hear in the rooms, you know, suit up and show up. Okay. So I'm really checking in with God through this thing. I'm suffering and I'm thinking this isn't right. There's something wrong. What am I doing wrong? Again, and that brings me back into that self-reliance. So I get home where then there's some space, and of course the self-pity hits then. Because now I'm home and I've missed the whole thing out there because I wasn't my way and it didn't go my way, and I'm really struggling in isolation. And then, the desire to just shut away from everything and everyone, because now no one loves me, no one likes me, I have no purpose on this planet. I'm absolutely a waste of space. And all of the old lies start to resurface. Again, my gift of being awakened is just to be able to go, whoa, and see it for what it is, as it's passing through my thoughts and it's affecting the way I feel. But what are my actions? Here's the difference today. I got up, I got dressed, I went and I took care of things. Next, as we hear, the next right thing. I was able to suit up and show up the best I could for responsibilities. We had an anniversary. We're married 42 years. Oh, what a miracle. That alone is programmed. The man wanted to divorce me in 2002. And we're sitting here and he's holding my hand, and we had a golf game together, and we spent, it's that crazy thinking, right? It's that reaction to life that is, it's that insecure, demanding little girl in me, the queen baby, right? That part of me that just is screaming for her own way, screaming for things to be my way. And again, I'm learning to accept that part of me to a certain degree now. And that's what I see today as I sit here with you guys, because I now feel like the reprieve is back. There's a clarity, but I see how this loving God took all of this suffering. And it really wasn't suffering. Most of it was just, it was all me anyway, but it was suffering. It really was a suffering. And it was a spiritual malady. It was an illness of my spirit and my soul. So this fear is no longer, I don't, how do you really put this? It affected me, but it didn't direct my life. I sit in absolute awe of God today, because that is God. That is God. And there is, as we say, progress, not perfection. There we say, I didn't make any wreckage. I didn't cause hurt. I didn't go in and demand, although it was in here I was. There was an ability to, as the book says, react in a sane and normal manner without being sane and normal, and to be able to take this back now and take it to my God and look at it and see that it's had a purpose. This is so embarrassing to say, but I was really, we had just gotten back. Was it? I mean, it doesn't matter, but we'd fairly much just returned, and I was still really kind of deep into this thing. And the honest truth is, I hadn't really talked to anybody about it. I'd like skid the surface a bit here and there, but I hadn't really shared it with another. I hadn't really fifth stepped any of this. I'd done some inventory and things were starting to kind of get clear, but there was still a fuzz over it. And oh, you guys, I walked into the grocery after my church service, and I really wasn't paying attention. Again, I was off in my own head, and a few of the items that I had on my rack went down the belt. And I hadn't put the divider on. So the poor woman standing there, and she scanned him into the person ahead of me. Well, I lifted my head up and realized what happened. And I went, hey, those are mine. And I don't think I sounded too nice, because she turned around and looked at me and goes, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And she like rescanned them back out, or however they did it. And then she took one of my items that was a vegetable item, and she looked at me like, I don't even want to, like if she had something, she would have taken my life. She was really, and she took this vegetable item and she smashed it down on the counter. Well, that was it. It was like that little piece of me that wasn't quite in alignment yet did its usual, and I blew up. And I walked over and I picked it up and I saw it was smashed and I couldn't, it was ruined. You can't, it damaged. Okay. So I said to the other clerk next door, I said, may I go get another one? And it wasn't too nice about that either. And then I turned around as I was walking away and I tossed it back onto the counter. And I guess I did it more aggressively than I realized. As I'm over in the lettuce, and I mean that sincerely, I'm over in the fruit food getting a replacement. The manager came up and threw me out. Okay. So I'm walking out of the store and I'm thinking, all right, God, these people have got to go. I hope he fires her. What is, who do they think they are? Oh my God. I'm a mess. I'm a mess. But that was the moment again where my real humanness came out. I reacted. I didn't act in a loving manner, but I reacted, right? I reacted, and not sane and normally, but from that hurt, fearful, anxious place. And I didn't do it to family, and I didn't do it all over. So of course I'm like going, oh, ego, hooray, look at me. I didn't do any of that. Hooray, hooray. But there you go. I took it out on this poor clerk. And made an ass of myself to boot, but for that, really, today I don't, I expect that now, pretty much. But I went back the next day and I found them and I apologized. I made amends, but God used that moment to show me, CJ, stop, stop. This all has to stop. So I came home from that and came up here into my space and I got with God, and the next morning I just had an entire psychic change and could see, so much more how my own ego even gets in there and drives, right? That fear, it is a corroding thread through which my entire life is run. No matter how much I think it's not, I have to remember that this is powerless. I am powerless, and that this disease is not my higher power, who is the highest power, that infinite power and love that can handle this fear. Still, I have to remember that this thing, this disease, however you want to talk about it, really can still take over and just, and I'm gone. I'm gone. So, and I'm powerless over it. I'm powerless. I had at that moment no power to do differently. But today I don't have to live in that misery either. Because, like I said, my higher power brought me home and I got to sit and see and understand. And again, come to a newer place for myself too, to just say, all right, here we go. I talked to somebody else. I went into six and seven. So that for me today is where the fear, right? It leads me and these steps. And I can say, thank you, God, for this program. Thank you, God, that there's a solution that I can just be CJ. I don't have to be perfect. And I don't have to put the stress on myself either. You know, that look, I can do this. Look, it's still self-reliance. And it fails me every time. But through that experience, there's a deeper understanding. There's another level. So, what compassion does that pull out of me today? Well, when somebody else gets, blows their cork at me, or somebody else loses their patience with me, which I wouldn't be surprised if Sandy didn't have a bit of an episode today with me, just trying to get connected around all of this. But I just have to know that this great infinite power and love has it all. And so when I sit with this in six and I ask what's objectionable, well, the ego, getting out of its proper alignment, right? That third column where my self-esteem is affected. I'm not thinking I'm seeing good enough, or I'm not enough, or I'm not doing enough, or I'm not getting enough. All of it has to be brought back into that balance, right? Into that alignment. And I can't do that on my own. I can't. I need the fellowship, the people that my God squad, the people I connect with. And yet I also know that it's got to be in God's time. It's got all of this is coming as this higher power. So the best I've got is to look at that objectionable. Was what if this was objectionable? And I can look back over the trip and I can see, and it's all hindsight. Because at those moments, I have no power to do different. And there is a self-acceptance that you hear about, right? And then there comes even more surrender again, yet again. Here's surrender. Thank you so much, Sandy. More surrender, surrender, surrender of what? Just being me. I just got to let me fall into the loving arms of the second step. That this great power is going to use all of these things to heal me, to bring me into better service, to better love, to just be more happy, joyous, and free, just being CJ, no matter what's going on, no matter whether I'm in the throes of the thing, you know, the disease and the self-will run riot, which still can happen, because perfection is not my goal today. It's my progress. That's my goal because perfection belongs to my higher power. That P is not mine. So I'm looking at the objectionable, but here's the thing today with this objectionable. I see it all. Yet I sit back with just a moment, and I don't do this for long because again, I don't want to look back and get all morose and because the book says, I don't want to get into remorse and morbid reflection because I'll do that on my own. But I want to look back with this higher power and look at the experience and see the fear, see it for what it was, to do as our book says, to watch, right? To take the stance of watching without judgment as best I can, without knowing anything, but just watch and go over what happened in that objectionable with this great love. And then be able to turn to this love and go, wow. What would it look like if I did not have this fear, reaction, etc.? What could this have looked like? And again, this is not a wanting to rearrange the past, but there's such a hope for me under that to sit and go, oh, you see what's possible, right? The hope that's possible. And it's not CJ Power. It is not. I'm not promoting myself or anything about it, but just that freedom to let this higher power love me and to show me and to guide me. I know this higher power had his, and for me, I have a God of my understanding, and the warm hand of that higher power was on my back and is at every moment. That higher power is in every breath. That higher power is now. And was in that now through this whole thing, and is part of, and I know is why I didn't make a bigger mess than I did, you know? So I guess I'm really sharing that when I sit in that six after working these steps, and I'm trying to let all of these steps just live in them, right? Not work them per se, but live in them and let them live through me. And I move into seven then, because I see that hope. I see that great hope I see in the objectionable, and how my God is only asking me to look at that to show me what's possible, to give me a hope underneath. And then I can recite that seven-step prayer with such a totally new idea. That God, my creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. Please now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness. You know, and I don't even have to do anything with that, but say it like we do, say it from the heart. That sincere desire to set right the wrong. On page 77, a sincere desire yet again to stand in a helpful and forgiving spirit, to stand as a woman of dignity and respect. And I hope you some humility to be able to say, I'm not perfect, never will be, And I don't have to be. I just get to be CJ today. I just get to be here with all of you. I get to love this great God in the morning and use this great book and all of the steps and just everything that this higher power just brings to me on a daily. I just see this higher power today as pursuing me with such an intense love. And so much of it is done through you guys. So much of it is done through you, through your willingness to serve, to ask, to be, to share your hearts, to allow me to share mine. It's just so much bigger. And in that bigness, I get to just be a part of, you know? And so my little space, my little part of whatever this whole mosaic thing is, God's got going on and can see that big picture that I can't. Today, there's that willingness to say, please, you take me and do with me as you will. And it's okay. I trust this God today. I didn't when I came in BBA at, I don't know, I was like 9, 10 years of sobriety and being in the other food fellowship and trying to do Al-Anon and a lot of things. But I needed all that to get here to you guys. And this has just been, the lift underneath. It's been the eagle's wings, you know. It truly gives me each and every day a new way of looking at life. And that I don't have to fear myself or fear you. Even though I fall back into that, like I've just shared, I don't have to stay there anymore. And I get to come back to that place of acceptance and peace and serenity and joy, quite honestly, you know, happy, joyous, and free, never perfect and never free of suffering, but I know what it all I can see a purpose in all of it, and I don't fear it anymore or as much. Today I don't fear it, really, honestly. I can sit here and say fear is pretty well not in the picture, you know. It's just a matter of sticking close to my God and you guys and just trying to do what's asked of me and not be afraid when it does get messy, because it will again, you know? But that's good, because the good comes out of it. I'm going to stop talking there. And I thank you all so very much for letting me share. And I really love Stacy. I'm so glad she reached out to me. And I hope you guys have just a really, really wonderful rest of your day. Thanks, everyone.